The statement by the Trump Organization was in response to an inquiry by the New Jersey Attorney General's office into whether Trump's convictions in a New York case might affect those licenses. The company says Trump is not an officer or director of any entity that holds a liquor license in New Jersey or anywhere else in the U.S. A statement on the company's website says that when Trump was sworn in as the 45th president in January 2017, that he turned over management of the Trump Organization to his eldest sons, Donald Jr. and Eric. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.